you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Yes, for more than 2 weeks now, we've been playing Mr. Rogers' Won't You Be My Neighbor, WWIB, since my wife and I had a chance to see the movie Mike on Budget, Downtown Eau Claire, which, by the way, I see they have the rise of Skywalker. So, Jason Kanz, good morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the Mr. Rogers movie, and you talk about having seen it, and I'm a little bit sad that I haven't yet.
Yeah, so. No, I think that's gone from the Mycon budget. They've got The Rise of Skywalker. Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that one either.
But you are singing tomorrow night at the Crestview Talent Show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Ian and I, my son Ian, who is 14, he's a eighth grader at Crestview, and they do a talent show there every spring. And last year, my daughter and he sang a song from the Grey Havens, which is one of my favorite groups and certainly one of his. But this year, he and I are going to be singing The Other Side from the Greatest Showman soundtrack, which is a favorite movie of both of ours. And so it's something we're really excited about. I get to be Zac Efron, so that is kind of a nice thing.
So. Nathaniel Bogle is here, and he's a thespian and a singer.
I am
a
vet.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, have you seen The Greatest Showman?
I have, and that is a great movie and also a great song, honestly, to sing.
Yeah. All right. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm planning to come tomorrow night, so we want to come
Wonderful.
And support you. So looking forward to that.
Wonderful. Yeah.
All right, so on our mind this morning, I've seen you like to make your own T-shirts. We talked with you about on Friday about arts and creativity. Tell me about making your own T-shirts. And then there's one particular I've seen that I know really represents something that's really important to you. So tell me about making your own T-shirts.
Yeah, so as you know, I'm a relatively big guy. And finding the types of T-shirts I want that have the sayings I want has been challenging. And so our last anniversary last summer, Heather and I bought a machine. It's called a Cricut, which allows you to cut out patterns. And so I've kind of toyed with different designs, different quotes, that sort of thing. A lot of them I've kind of come up with on my own. And it just kind of allows me to share what I think is important. A lot of times they'll have to do with books.
But there's one that that stuck out to me, and you've championed this, and you've brought it to my attention more than anybody, and that is integration, wholeness, and reconciliation. Talk to me about those three words. You've got that on a T-shirt, a favorite T-shirt of yours.
Yeah, favorite T-shirt of mine. It says, seek integration, wholeness, reconciliation. And so those three concepts are, I think, tied together or integrated with one another. But in terms of them, I think wholeness has to do with becoming a whole person. The notion biblically, and you and I have talked about this in Matthew 5:48, it's often translated as be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. But the correct rendering there is actually be whole or be complete as your Father in heaven is complete. And I think that changes the dynamic of that a little bit. And so I think there's a spiritual component there. When I'm thinking about integration, I think it's trying to bring together all of our parts. I think one of the things that we struggle with as a society, as a church, is there's often a lot of disconnection between the image we portray and who we actually are. And so I think there's a piece of trying to bring all of those together, again, under the notion of wholeness, to integrate ourselves into a consistent person. And then when I'm thinking about...
I just want to pause on that one, because for people who might struggle, because I don't think we hear about this enough, and the idea, think about times where you make a mistake, you do something wrong, you get upset at yourself, and you have part of you talking down to the other part of you, and chances are, if you can remember that, probably in a harsher way than you typically would to anybody else, right? And that's a reality for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some people will use the term inner critic. You know, I think that's more of a psychological term.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Thompson uses the term shame attendant. You know, but I think the notion of the accuser, to say, you know, that points those areas of those flawed areas out within us.
But to try to develop that self-talk, that's not right. Like, if that's why embracing God's love for you, all of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then being able to connect the pieces that, and you, I don't know if you've, but I, in your leadership under that, I've come to see it as kind of getting the your inner puzzle pieces to fit together, you know?
So, amen. Yeah. I think that's exactly right. And as we continue doing our own work around that, you know, then we think of what is reconciliation.
Uh-huh.
And certainly there's an internal reconciliation. But when I have that in view, I'm thinking about what does it look like that we can, what does reconciliation look like in our close relationships? So with our spouses and children, parents, coworkers. But understanding that in Colossians 1, Paul writes that, you know, God is in the business of reconciling all things. You know, so everything is being renewed, reconciled, brought to the place where it should be. And so this process of seeking wholeness and integration is not merely an internal thing. The fruit of that spreads out well beyond that. And ideally, if you get to the end of Revelation, to a whole new place, right? I mean, where everything is brought back together into wholeness, integration, reconciliation.
Yeah. Boy, one of my favorites there, Rick Love from Peace Analysts, the whole book built on Romans 12:18, as far as it is with you, be at peace with all men. But, hey, being at peace with yourself, a great starting point, right, between
Absolutely.
You and God and between you and you. Hey, Jason, thank you so much. Again, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. You've got the book and the devotional of that, and people can learn more at jasoncans.com. All right, weekend recap. This is one of our new beds where we go for a segment. We really kind of like it. It's called Jurassic Park Theme. So, anyhow, you get stuck on something new and you probably overuse it. But anyhow, weekends. You and I, Friday night, we're in the same place.
Yeah, Friday night, Fierce Freedom, amazing event. Uh-huh. I got to visit with Peggy, which was super fun because I never get to visit with your wife.
So, Caleb, like, they were sitting next to each other. So, Dean and I kind of over this way. We still talk.
You
it
still
was the main
chatted.
Thing having these two.
Yes, the two
you guys
ladies.
Were having a good time.
We did. It was a great event, great cause, Fierce Freedom.
They got a great team. They have a great team.
So do. Right. Can I just give Fierce Freedom a huge shout out because they have been so, so incredibly supportive to me,
you spent
to
a Altoona. Lot of time with them.
I have spent a lot of time with Fierce Freedom in the past 2.5 weeks, given everything that's gone down in Altoona. So that was Friday night, just fantastic. Saturday was a bit scattered. Sunday was a mess. I'm going to pull back the curtains. So I have a father-in-law very ill in the hospital and a mother-in-law that's now ill as well. So Dean and I pretty much were caretaking all weekend.
That's right.
So yeah, it was kind of not our best, but you know, we're going to get through it and it's going to be okay. And either way, God loves us and we'll just grow through grace and pain. It's
Absolutely.
All good. Go ahead.
Two very late nights, Friday night and Saturday night, calling some basketball games here too. So didn't have much of a weekend on Saturday, but spent some time adjusting to the time change on Sunday and taking a walk outside with family again, enjoying the weather, playing some basketball with my youngest brother, Will. So yeah, we had a good time. So there was a lot of basketball over the course of the weekend.
Didn't your brother's team win a title?
They did win. They actually went to the cities. Rice Lake sixth graders
champs,
traveling team. Yeah, so they played Blaine, Minnesota, and some other fairly sizable schools over there in the cities and won the whole shebang. So
your voice sounds good, but it sounds like it had a workout.
Yeah. I look at like what Hillary went through over the weekend. It's like, okay, but I'm really
you're
exhausted.
Tired.
Yeah,
right. That's okay. It's
so.
Not a competition. You're allowed to be tired of your own, right?
Holding up each other's arms.
Yes.
I had a great weekend. Not only the Fierce Freedom, which, by the way, Hillary, we talked about getting together with our spouses and doing, and they're finally on Friday night. We shared in a social event, but then Saturday took us to Abbotsford in the Evangelical Free Church, and they had a March Valentine's event. They called it Second Chance Romance, meaning that if you missed out on celebrating Valentine's Day in February, why not in March? So we had a good
time.
That's cool. We played The Price is Right. So they had, and their Associate Pastor Mike was a great job as Drew Carey as the Price is Right host. And then we shared a message as well, highlighting our differences and yet, you know, brought together in Christ. And the thing was, I used my illustration was one of those jars of peanut butter and jelly, both in the same jar, as an illustration of what marriage can be about. And then yesterday, enjoying the great weather, out with a walk with a friend, and boy, I tell you what, there are a lot of people out in Eau Claire yesterday.
Yeah, just so many.
So taking in.
It was gorgeous. I went out and cleaned up dog mess in the yard. That was my outside time yesterday.
Well, you can see it again.
Yeah, you can see the grass. Yay.
Do thanks for sharing that.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a good job and an important job, and one that is a massive undertaking at this time of year. So it's after church yesterday, out at an area fast food restaurant with some folks from church. Mm-hmm. And as I'm going to sit at our table in the restaurant, with I noticed there's about five teenage guys, and they look like they're in high school, and they all had their heads down, and I immediately was wondering, like, are they all looking at their phones? And I thought, I was curious about that, and so I went up because, one, two, three, four, and to get an angle, I had to see, is this fifth guy? And I couldn't quite tell for sure. I mean, because I thought this would be a radio story, but I want it to be legit.
Yes.
And ultimately, yes, he was looking at his phone. So they all did. But my son then came to me. He's 18, right? He's just like kind of weirding me out, Dad. You're kind of just staring at these guys. And what? How close is too close? Like, for me, I'm like, hey, son, it's about observation.
Right. Right?
When you work in radio or media or comedy and you want to see.
And the older you get, the closer you have to be to something to properly observe it.
Probably.
Unless you're reading, and then it needs to be farther away.
So the initial talking point was meant to be, you know, things have changed, right? Typically, it would have been guys around, like, chat, and they were all on their eating their meal, but on their phones.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
But then it also became the side topic of how close is too close.
I love that your son was like, you're weirding me out.
Yeah, right.
That's
how
my
close
job
were
as
you?
A parent is to weird you out, child.
I guess so.
How close were you then?
You know, I don't know. I mean, they didn't notice me. It's not like the guys are like, what's
see
up,
the
Grandpa?
Stealth,
they didn't
it's
say
all
that.
Good.
Hiding behind
yeah.
some of those plants.
I was indiscreet, but, you know, he noticed. Like, yeah, it is. You know, you do notice, like, your parents. This is like the dad jokes are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's my
I think in both of those, I think of Tim Hawkins. Because, number one, he talks about observation. Just live life and make observations, and he
absolutely.
Gets people to laugh.
Tell strangers.
But then also your kids' reactions to you.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyhow.
My daughter was not as happy with me for taking paparazzi pictures of her at her birthday dinner last night. I'm just saying. But I'm like, no. And then, because she invited a friend, and her friend's mom is a friend of mine, so, like, they went to dinner with us, and I was showing her baby pictures of Alyssa because it was her birthday, and I had baby pictures on my phone.
Sometimes I wish that I could have my eye, like, take photos, you know, just what I see, so I don't have to whip out the phone, because then the kids notice. And then I'm like, Google probably has a thing for that, and I don't know if I want it in my head.
Pretty much.
All right, of course, one of the big developments over the weekend, springing forward an hour, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm tired today, friends.
Yeah, if you already had a busy weekend to go with that. So
I've just sucked an hour away from your life. Tell me, how do you feel?
Yeah.
And remember, this is for posterity, so please be honest.
Yeah, I feel tired.
Yeah.
I feel so tired. No, it's all good.
And what is this micro sleep thing?
So, micro sleeps, if you're feeling groggy, as many folks probably are after the switch to daylight saving time, scientists say you better watch out for micro sleeps. What are micro sleeps? They're tiny lapses in attention that can create problems at work and, more dangerously, accidents on the road. Micro sleeps apparently account for extra car crashes and workplace injuries that follow our lost hour each March. So, again, this is science saying, hey, you're tired.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and I know I've had that before, and I don't know if it's a micro sleep, but when I'm really, really exhausted driving late at night, and you're just like, you know, all of a sudden you just realize, wow, I did, you know, and it's not like a long time, but you realize I was asleep and I'm not sure how long.
Yeah.
And so it's, be careful when you're using staplers, paper cutters, or driving motor vehicles today.
Any of those
things.
A new NASA study found that a 40-minute nap, just 40 minutes, increases alertness by 100%.
Dude, I don't need that. I mean, there's certain points in the afternoon, just 15 or 20 minutes. I know it.
A 20-minute nap, it says, is more effective than 200 milligrams of caffeine or exercising. So
well, there you go. I would rather nap than
grab
exercise.
Your nap today, friends.
I'm just really hoping. Is it supposed to be sunshiny at all today? Because I'm hoping to kind of schedule my lunch hour at home for when there might be a sunbeam that I could take advantage of.
Today.
Rats.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well.
All right. But it is also, among other things, besides being nap day today, it's also get over it day. So if you've had some,
so maybe we just need to work need on to our attitudes.
Get over it.
All right. Well, the practice shots have resulted in a few crazy things happening. It's fine. We're fine. The computers are fine. The equipment is fine.
My water bottle.
The water bottle is fine. Nothing is bad. It's
no,
okay.
So it was kind of going back and forth for a little bit. Again, last second pledges would be great. Maybe hedge the bets a little bit if this doesn't go as well as I was hoping. 715-396-1670.
Fine is the word of the day. It's going to be fine.
Fine.
It's
fine.
Gonna be fine.
You're going to be okay-ish. We'll do the best we can. Again, everybody entered for two-hour jump passes at Action City Trampoline Park. You can get in your pledge with a last second call as well at 723-2555. But yeah, one of my more recent shots bounded off the rim and doinked off my water bottle, sending my water bottle spilling onto the counter.
And it's fine.
But we protected everything.
We protected everything. Maybe some papers were
caught. Thank you, Puffs Brand Kleenex.
Yes, they really
brought
it. I guess
Puffs Brand tissue.
Tissues, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Puffs Brand Kleenex. That's like an oxymoron or something.
Very. I'm going to put my water bottle on the other side.
Yes. Good idea. I'm going to move mine, too. Okay, so without further ado, Caleb, I'm going to make you, like, get up and do this.
Yeah.
You got this. You got all this. Right. You got this. It's going to be fine. It's taking off the headset. Caleb in the lavender shirt today, looking good. Taking the first ball away. I got to see color. Okay, red ball. Here we go. A flip of the wrist, and it's in. The red ball was in. Second ball, orange ball, is in. Third ball, red ball. Flick of the wrist, in. Wow, he's sinking them, friends. Fourth ball, it's up and in. He has made 4 of 5. Fifth ball, up and 5 for 5. Woo! You got to take a sixth shot.
Oh, yeah.
With your offhand. He made 5 for 5. Now, if he makes the sixth shot with his offhand, something magical happens. Thank you to everyone who has pledged this morning. It's up and
six!
What goes on? Well done.
With the left,
Caleb,
on the left, too.
How in the... Wow. Well played.
I'd like to thank God, my parents, and my little brother, Will, for playing basketball with me yesterday.
What about me? Do I get anything?
You as well, because you reminded me to take the last shot.
Well done.
That feels good. I think I will retire now.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Other than that, we have 21 days left in the month.
Oh.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about that. I hopefully got some last second pledges.
Well done.
Or even some retroactive pledges.
I'm impressed.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.